If you look inside America's garages, museums, and libraries this summer, you'll see that the maker movement is thriving. This hands-on, DIY culture of inventors, tinkerers, and hackers is inspiring adults and children alike to design and build everything from sailboats and mobile apps to solar cars. And more of these workspaces, stocked with glue guns, drills, and hammers, will be popping up in schools when children return to school in a few weeks. But the maker movement faces some serious challenges as administrators move it into the classroom.
They're not thinking about it as an instructional tool. They're thinking about it as our district now has a maker space.
Former teacher Chris O'Brien helps schools create maker and project-based learning spaces in New York City. He says schools make a big mistake if these programs become merely a popular elective with the hip teacher or the place to go after school to play with cloth, wood, or if you're lucky, a 3D printer. Schools embracing making, he says, need to stop fetishizing self-directed learning and find a thoughtful place for maker projects in the life of the school's curriculum. Otherwise, he warns, maker spaces could
go by the wayside, become an after-school program, and just be another educational trend.
One school that's trying to get it right is the Lighthouse Community Charter School in Oakland, located in a bland industrial area out near the International Airport. In Lighthouse's makerspace, called the Creativity Lab, one student has just accidentally glue-gunned a large piece of wood to a table. Oops. Another student is working on a drone prototype out of styrofoam. There's also a disco ball made with LED lights and paper cups. Seventh grader Blanca Hernandez is working on a cardboard dollhouse with lights and furniture.
There's no boundaries on, like, your creativity. You can, like, make whatever you want, and there's no boundaries on, like, not setting stuff on fire, though.
Well, the other boundary besides arson is that Lighthouse is working hard to try to link its makerspace with what teachers are doing in the classroom. Tanya Krayukova teaches high school physics here. Her hands-on projects with help from the Maker Lab include a mini electric house project to explore circuits and cars from mousetraps and rubber bands. She says she's always asking, how can we apply physics concepts to make these projects work better?
I think for me, the true learning comes in when a learner is curious and asks questions, they're trying to find out, and then say, oh, so it's like this. This is how it goes.
But there is a tension. That gets us to the second challenge. As more maker spaces expand into schools, there are fears it will be corporatized and watered down with demands for tests, common core alignment, accountability, and structure. That's disturbing to a movement that's been marked by unstructured creativity and exploration. There's that nagging question, will a pedagogic approach to making suck the joy and soul out of it? 13-year-old Khalil Roberson's solution? Remember to keep it a little weird, freeform, and fun.
This is just a spring coil, so I'm going to solder right now. I just love making, just exploring different things.
What's the coolest thing you made in here so far?
Probably have to be the hovercraft I made.
Another solution to that challenge, at least for Lighthouse Charter, make the students at times tinker with a purpose.
So which one of these would you change to change how far open it goes?
Students have to design and build something for a friend or the wider community to use. Creativity Lab Director Aaron Vanderwerf says there are steps. Interview, empathize, prototype, iterate.
This is a core piece of how we want students to think about the world and learn and create.
But while they're using the design thinking lingo of tech, focus on the user. These students aren't wealthy kids from Silicon Valley. Lighthouse's population is nearly 90% Black and Latino and 85% lower income. Creativity Lab Director Amy Dobros.
I think this school does a really good job about, like, kind of browning the maker movement in a lot of ways, you know. It's a largely white male world, or taught by white males, and so our school's not white, you know?
Making is just one of 26 approaches that can help students learn.